Well, today I would like to explain to you my wardrobe choices. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Why do I wear overalls? So, you're probably right now thinking, why do I care? Well, I don't know. Maybe you wonder, why does this guy wear overalls? He's not, you know, typically maybe in your experience, folks who wear overalls are a little bit older than me. I'm very young. I'm extremely young. I'm young and vibrant. I'm extremely young. So why do I wear overalls? Well, overalls, there's no age limit on overalls. Let's just set the record straight there. Listen, if you've never worn overalls, number one, you put your first pair on, you'll never go back, okay? Number one. Number two, I'm what's called living the dream, okay? So I farm and I pasture. I get to wear overalls almost every day, and it's glorious. Why do I wear overalls? Well, behind me sits a house. This is my grandma and grandpa's house, my mom and papa's old house. They are both residents of heaven now, but when they were alive, this is where they lived. I don't know if you can see it, but there's a little bit of Lindley graffiti on the picture window there. This is Lindley's playroom inside their living room now. But she likes to use glass chalk and you know, sign her name and make pretties on the picture window. But this is where they lived. Now, my papa was an overall man. He was an overall good man. See what I did there? But he was an overall guy. He loved his overalls. And so that passed down to me. Now, why would that matter? Well, it matters because, listen, all my life growing up, if you know me at all, if you know anything about me, you know that if my grandpa hopped around on one foot, I would probably be hopping around on one foot now. Like, he was just the guy. And so a big part of the reason I wear overalls is because my papa wore overalls. There's a lot of other things about my papa that I do as well. See, he was a man of character, man of integrity. He was a man that pursued Jesus and loved people. Those are all things that he passed down to me. Those are all traits of my dad that he has passed down to me. Things that were present in the generation before me that have trickled down to me because I saw those things evident and practiced in their lives, and they've now become present in my life, and I pray will be present in my daughter's life. The psalmist wrote about that in Psalm 119 when he said that people would praise God's works to generations after generation after generation. You see, that's the way it works. And so my question for you today is, what are you passing on to the generations behind you? Because listen, what they mimic about you is going to be a whole lot more than just what you wear or how you talk. They're going to mimic who you are. And they're going to mimic who you value and what you value. Who are you pointing them to, friends? Listen, that's just a thought from a simple guy sitting on a tailgate in the front yard of a legacy's old house. And I pray today it's been a blessing to you. Hey, thank you for joining me on the tailgate today. Until next time, I pray you have a great week. And I can't wait to see you next time we pop the tailgate and have a chat. Until then, have a great week. I love you. And we'll see you next time on a tailgate.